dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are
this morning to First Pentecostal in Billerica, and happy Father's Day to all you guys, and just love each and every one of you. So good to see y'all. I know there are a lot of people doing a lot of activities today, but let's take this time, whether you're watching live or whether you're with us here in the congregation, let's just all just take a moment and let's just lift the Lord up, our Father in heaven. Amen. That how great He is and how mighty He is. And I'm going to ask y'all, if you will, let's just stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up. But I want us to think about that amazing grace and where God's brought us from and carried us through and continues to take us. No matter what your walk is right now, whether you're just a new child in Christ or you've been following the Lord forever, we had a good discussion in Sunday school this morning. And it's just talking about continuously renewing our relationship with the Lord and just being reminded, just as we have to be so many times reminded. Our mercies are new every day, but God is great, and He continues to be there, and He's there for us right now. If you have a testimony of praise, we just want to lift Him up and just offer Him. If He's carrying you through something today, if you can't see the end results, but I just want you to know that God is the same God in charge of each and everything through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we've all been given that. So as we go to prayer this morning, if you have a prayer request, just show by raising your hand. If you're watching on the screen, just put it in the comment section. We'll definitely just pray with you. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we want to praise You this morning. Lord, we want to thank You for this beautiful day You've given us, for this opportunity You've given us to gather in Your house and in Your mighty name, dear Lord. Dear Lord, the peace, the love, and the mercy that You provided for each and every one of us, dear Lord, if we'll receive You, and dear Lord, may we put You first in all that we do. Lord, now as we just praise You, dear Lord, for all the things that You're doing, that You've done, You're doing, and You're going to do in our lives, dear Lord. We ask now as with these prayer requests that are lifted up, You see the hands that were raised. Lord, You know the depths of our hearts. Lord, we ask for You just to touch, dear Lord, those that are suffering with anxiety, those that are locked or shut in, those that are needing a job, you know, whatever the situation is. Lord, we know that You provide all the shelter, all the provisions of our life. And dear Lord, we just want to praise You. Lord, I thank You for those in attendance and those watching this morning. But, dear Lord, for those that aren't able to be with us, Lord, we're just lifting them up to You right now, dear Lord, for whatever reason. Lord, we ask for Your mercy and peace to be amongst each and every one of us in our service. Lord, have free reign amongst us. Let Your Holy Ghost just flow. Lord, we ask that You'll bless our pastor and, Lord, his family. Lord, strengthen them as they go about Your work. Lord, each and every ministry that goes forth from this congregation, Lord, will be to edify You and You alone. And the Lord will give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, 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 amen. Praise God. We're just going to do Jesus this morning. That's what the Lord's laid on my heart as we were the opening songs and just filling His Spirit this morning. So let's all just worship the Lord. Name above all names.
Jesus, 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 call this heavenly.
be seated if you can. Just turn around and tell somebody, Jesus, we sing about, loves you. Loves you. Loves each and every one of you. Praise God. That last line there is, I kind of was just letting y'all minister to me. It's just sweet, sweet sound. It's wonderful words just to praise and worship the Lord, because it's definitely not about us. It is all about Him. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Miss Lori, come on up.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And happy Father's Day.
Yes. Yes.
Guys, if you will look around at this sea of blue, this is all for you. Everyone got together and wore blue today in honor of their fathers, their husbands who are fathers, their sons who are fathers, grandfathers, but all of our family members too, all of the fathers in our lives.
Yes.
I found this short, beautiful poem that I wanted to read to you real quick. It's simply entitled, Dad. God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of the summer sun, the calm of the quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of an eagle's flight, the depth of a family in need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing else to be added, He knew His masterpiece was complete, and so He called it Dad. But we love you guys, and we wish you a happy Father's Day.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. And you know, it's an exciting day. We thank you for each and every one of you, for your prayers and for your everything that you do. Just praise God. Praise God. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering? Yes, Lord. Amen.
ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb. No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? Can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody wanna testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, then here's your chance. Here's your chance. Can I get a witness?
Go on and raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify?
If you cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible,
can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? A chance. Can I get a witness?
Go on and
Amen. I just won. Said I just won. Can I get a witness?
Hallelujah.
Has he ever done the impossible?
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Has he ever changed your life?
Oh, yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, amen.
Has he ever healed your body?
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Did he save your soul?
Yes.
Can I get a witness? Do you feel His holy presence now? Can I get a witness?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Not only a witness, but an eyewitness. Amen. Nobody can tell it like you can what the Lord has done for you. Amen. And I'm so thankful. One more hand clap for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. All of our daddies, all of you fathers, stand up. Take a bow.
Yes.
Or just stand up. I don't want to take a bow. But stand up. We love you. We appreciate each and every one of you. You're so much a vital part. Amen.
Love you dearly.
Hope you have a wonderful day, not only today, but each and every day of your life. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, just want to get into the Word of the Lord. I mean, He's thankful for the Word. Turn with me in the Old Testament to Deuteronomy. Yes, ma'am. Sure, please. Just a moment. Let me get you a mic, because they won't hear you. They won't hear you on the live stream. There'll be a long space of nothing. Tell it, sister. Amen. Praise God. All right. Love a witness.
Well, first I want to witness. Yesterday we were sitting on the porch, and the Lord brought to me, because I've been praying about some stuff, my job, which is changed so much within the last year that it's just unbelievable. And I want to retire in December. And I've been kind of, you know, praying about that. And the Lord reminded me yesterday, sitting on the back porch, of how He feeds the little birds.
Amen.
What greater, you know, for the Lord to know when the birds are hungry, how He's going to take care of me and my needs and my family's needs. Yes, and Rowdy Lord came out on the porch. He said, "What you doing?" I said, "I was just reminded how the Lord feeds the little birds." And I said, "I'm looking out there, and He used me this morning to feed the little birds." And I mean, they were just fighting over the bird food, you know. And the Lord uses little things like that to remind us that He's there for us no matter what. Just as He feeds the little birds,
amen,
He's going to take care of our needs too. And this morning, Rowdy was saying that he wasn't feeling good, and he's had some issues the last week with some stuff. And he sat down and he said, "That place that I told you has been bothering me," he said, "it's feeling really bad now, and I feel like a warmness." He said, "I don't know what's going on, but it's making me sick on my stomach." And so as we were praying, and "Can I Be a Witness" in that song, Sister Linda came over here and started praying for him. And that's just another confirmation,
amen,
that God knows.
Yes.
He knows every one of our needs. And I just want to be a witness to that this morning. If anybody has anything that you're praying about, please know that as God feeds the little birds, He'll take care of every one of our needs too. And
what
I just love Him
message.
And I praise
amen.
Him this morning.
Praise God.
Amen. Just so y'all know, I feel better. I felt the Lord glory touch me with this. Thank you for obeying the Lord.
Praise God. Praise. We'll give the Lord praise. Come on. Come on. A miracle's just been performed. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. My. My Lord. Praise God. You know, Christians ought to be the happiest folks on the earth. Amen. Knowing that God is going to take care of our every need. Amen. And certainly that great testimony there. If He feeds the little birds, how much more does He love you and I, and how He'll take care of us? Amen. From the book of Deuteronomy, in the first chapter, beginning with verse number 30 and verse number 31. Again, Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verses 30 and 31. The Bible says, "The Lord your God, which goeth before you, He shall fight for you according to all that He did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went, until ye came into this place. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, God, that you can feed the little birds, God, and you do take care of our needs. We're thankful for each and every one that's come this way this morning, God, and we pray your anointing, we pray your mighty power, God, upon this congregation. Father, that you'll reach and meet every need that's in this house this morning. God, that you'll reach out there on the airwaves this morning, God, and touch those who have a need of prayer. Father, I ask you now, God, to anoint these lips of clay and anoint this vessel, God, that you might use to speak to our hearts, God, that we may get growth and edification, God, from your word. I pray, Lord, that you would have your will and way, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. What a mighty God. I said, what a mighty God. What a wonderful God that we have. Amen. Praise God. We talked Wednesday night, just a little talk with Jesus. Kind of makes everything all right. Amen. Isn't that wonderful to know? This morning, the Lord took me to the wilderness journey again. And I know I speak often of that, but it's so symbolic. Such a type and shadow of what the world is today and what the church is experiencing. Man, how many knows that we're going to win? Sometimes we have to be reminded that we're going to win, amen, because we're on the side of the Lord, or more importantly, He's on our side. But this morning, I want to take that passage of Scripture, and I want to flip over, if I may, to verse number 3 out of that same chapter to give us just a little bit of groundwork as to where Moses and the children of Israel are at this particular time in history. Verse number 3 of that same chapter says, "And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them." This morning I want to bring a message entitled, "Remember When." Remember When. Moses here takes the opportunity, knowing that his time is nearing an end as the leader of Israel. He's got a lot to praise God for. What a testimony Moses would have. Oh, if it were up to us and we had the opportunity to get some of these great patriarchs of old just to stand and give a testimony about the mighty power of God. What a wonderful life that Moses had, being blessed and anointed and called of God, amen, to do the great things, or God did the great things through him. But Moses is realizing something here. The Bible tells us here that this is in the 40th year of a wilderness journey. Some of us Pentecostals can't go through one for 40 minutes. Hello? It's because we've been spoiled by the blessings of God. We know that He's able, amen? And we know that that He'll take us through these situations, but sometimes we grow a little impatient. But here's Moses, and he's calling the congregation together. Now, allow me to get just a little bit up to date here. Moses called the congregation on many times. Now, the congregation has changed in that 40 years. And it knows that many of those that started on the journey didn't make it. Those, amen, who remained true to the Word of God and submissive, amen, to the ordinances and the statutes of God, I believe were in this congregation. 40 years. He saw some children grow up. He saw some grandkids grow up. He saw some people begin to mature through all of the adversity and the strife in the wilderness journey. You may not like the wilderness journey. You may question God's even loving you or being with you when you're in this wilderness journey. But I will assure you one thing.
if you will remain true to God and trust Him, God will strengthen you. He'll energize you. He'll equip you through the journey, and you'll come out on the other end a lot greater than you entered the journey. So He's called the congregation together, and He speaks to them and reminds them of God's promise. You're about to enter into Canaan land. You're about to receive the promise that was given to Abraham and his seed after him. Those many years that you spent in Egyptian bondage, now is the time that you're going to receive your inheritance. So symbolic of the Christian warfare that we face today. How many knows that even though we have not obtained that inheritance yet, it's on its way? I said it's coming. Amen. By faith, we're going to receive it. Lord, help me to look through eyes of faith on what I'm going to receive and not through my natural eyes of what I've been experiencing in this world. Because it is just a drop in the bucket to the blessings that God has in store for us when we enter into that promise. And I believe that God never fails in a promise. So Moses is reminding them. He has known for some time now that the congregation has changed. In fact, he sees a larger congregation than when they started out the wilderness journey. Some have grown, some have matured, but the Lord has not only multiplied them, but He has strengthened them. Some of us don't see that coming. In the wilderness. Sometimes all we see is the enemy. The dry, desert, and barren land. We don't realize that through every adversity, through every trial, through every tribulation, the congregation is getting strengthened. The congregation is being multiplied. You may not see it in your local assembly, but I got news for you. The Holy Ghost is working. I said the Holy Ghost is working. Whether the church is or not, the Holy Ghost is working. Some people say, we're not seeing folks filled with the Holy Ghost in the church like we used to. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost has had to go outside the church, amen, and begin to move on people that are hungry, amen, move on people that are lost, because so many times the church has lost its focus on the lost. That wasn't in my notes, but that don't cost anything extra. The congregation has changed. It's younger. There are more of them. And they're strengthened. They're about to get ready to go in and conquer the land. You don't have to tell the pastor that it's been hard. I know you've had some hardness. You don't have to remind the church that the journey's been long. I know. It's been long. It's been tiring. And at times it's been frustrating. And at times it even causes the most devout Christian to say, Lord, why? But through all of that, I believe that the spiritual anointing is strengthening the church. It is strengthening you, whether you realize it or not. Through every trial, you've been made to be just a little bit stronger, just a little bit more dependent on the mighty God to see us through. I believe it ought to get to a point when the church realizes that there is not a thing in this world that can overcome us as long as we remain true to the Word of God, as long as His Spirit is within us. There's not a mountain too high. There's not a valley too low. There's not an enemy too strong. There's not a sickness too bad that my God cannot deliver us from. If you believe the church is strong through the power of God, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. He says, you've grown in number. said, I'm not able to bear you alone. Moses realizes that the obligation desires more than he's able to give. One place the Bible tells us that he begins to come to the people, and the people come up with this idea that maybe we can have some people in the congregation to help you. And this is another thing. God is readying people now. Don't you lose heart. Don't you look at the small numbers in the church house today. God won every battle when the odds were against Him. I don't recall a time where His army outnumbered the enemy. In fact, one time He told Gideon, you got too many. They win, they'll just praise themselves. Give me 300. We'll go win the battle. So Moses is realizing. He said, God has multiplied you. Church, you should never ever say, look what I have done. Look what I have been able to accomplish. We have to remind ourselves here at First Pentecostal all the time. It ain't about us. All about Him. Glory to God. It's all about Him. Every good thing, everything, amen, the miracles, all that comes, it's all attributed to our Lord. Amen. Without Him, we could do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. Moses said, He has strengthened you. Glory to God. You know, sometimes we have to be reminded that we have strength. Sometimes we don't feel like it. We don't look like it. But I want to remind you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Not power that the world would give you, but power from on high. My Lord and mercy, if we could just harness that power is strong enough to save an entire nation. In fact, to save a world, if we would just execute the power God has given us. I don't even think the children of Israel realized how strong they were, how powerful they were. Said you spent 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years of preparation. 40 years of total and absolute dependency on God. I feel the anointing here this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I never want to enter a service that I don't feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for the power of Almighty God. I'm thankful, amen, that sometimes when I can't even feel like raising my head up, the Holy Ghost gets a hold of me and I get up and I praise God and I thank God for His goodness, for His mercy, for His power, for what He's already done in the wilderness and for what He's going to do in the future. Let me tell you, I'm going to Canaan land. Who's going with me? I said, I'm leaving all this behind. I'm not going to worry about it because where I'm headed is a glorious place. Glory to God. He has given you wise men to lead your tribes. This is all in the 1st chapter of Deuteronomy through verses all the way through the end of that chapter, all the way down to where we took our text from today. I'm paraphrasing now, but he said, not only has he strengthened you, but he's given you wise men to lead your tribes. Thank God for wise men. Thank God for godly fathers. Amen. We said the same thing on Mother's Day. Thank God for precious and godly mothers. You put a godly mother and a godly father together. Amen. Because I believe when we join in matrimony, we become one flesh, as the Bible says. Amen. There may be a little differences. There may be a little discussions, as we like to call them. But we're still one. Amen. And the Bible says where two are gathered together in my name, I'll be in their midst. Hallelujah. Family, if you don't have God in your midst, you need Him in your midst. You need Him every day of your life. We need to depend on Him and trust in Him for everything that we do. Man, God has given you wise men. And I'm thinking about, there were no schools in the wilderness. There were no places of higher education. There were no seminaries in the wilderness. So it led me to believe, Brother Chris, that the wisdom came from God Almighty. Amen. And that lets me to know also, you can learn in the wilderness. You can gain wisdom in the wilderness. You can not only gain strength, but you can contain knowledge and wisdom even in the most adverse trials. Somebody ought to shout glory. Hallelujah, because you're going through one right now. Amen. You're thinking, what in the world can I gain out of this? Wait till you see. Wait till you see. Amen. You'll come out stronger. You'll come out more victorious. Amen. If you'll just put your faith and trust in God. And let me just give you a little bit of pastoral advice. Don't look backwards. Look forward to what God has promised you. Given you wise men to lead your tribes. Oh, that our nation would adhere to this charge. Moses said, I charge your judges to be fair. Come on, God is all about fairness. God has chastised me, but it was fair. Come on, somebody. Amen. I didn't whimper in the corner and say, God, why are you picking on me? I knew. And I knew He was fair. Let me tell you something. He can be fair, but He's still a loving God. And He chastises them that He loves. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment. Another little pastoral tidbit, please. Church, do not have respect of persons in your life around you. You may not know you may see the fruits. You may not see any fruit from them, but don't you turn your back on them, because God didn't turn His back on us when we were fruitless, when we were in sin. Don't be respecter of persons. I believe this church is open to anyone and everyone who wants to come and receive from God. Regardless of their background, do not have respect of persons. And that goes in the church as well. You're supposed to love everybody, folks. Love one another as God has loved you. God has given you numerous victories in battle. Isn't it a shame that we have to remind ourselves that God has brought us through battles? You know, when we forget, when we're in the midst of another one. And it's always, this one's worse than ever. I've never in my life been through anything like this. You know why? Because you done got victory on the others. Now you need victory over this one. You need to know sometimes. And when you say, I just don't know what I'm going to do. That's when God likes to work. When you can't do it. When I can't do it. And when we know He does it, we give Him praise. And we call it done in the name of Jesus. God has given you victories in battles. He has given you fertile land. Listen, church. He has given you fertile land, not a crop to harvest. Come on.
Well, Lord, if you could give me fertile land, couldn't you give me a full crop too?
Oh, mercy. Whole nother message. Fertile land. Glory to God. You know what's great? And I'm talking spiritual now. When you see that fertile land, and you work that fertile land, and you nurture that fertile land, and you plant those seeds of faith, amen, you may not see instant growth. Come on. But the growth is going to come because the land is fertile. What are you talking about, Brother Eddie? I'm not talking about the back 40. I'm talking about the world out there. It can be fertile land where you work. It can be fertile land where you live. It can be fertile land where you shop. Hey, man, you need to work that land. Plant the seed. Go back. Don't just broadcast it, but go back and make sure that seed is watered. That seed is nourished. And out of that's going to come an abundance of growth. Out of that, you're going to see somebody receive the power of God because you took the time to nurture the fertile land. It's yours for the taking, Israel. Go in and receive that fertile land. And then Moses says, go in now and possess it. You know, we're still preaching the same message that Moses did. It's out there. Go get it. Lord, couldn't you just send it? He could. But the land, he's already promised you the land. Go in and possess it. He's promised you healing. Go in and possess it. With his stripes, ye are healed. Come on. He's promised you eternal life. Go in and possess it. He's promised you to give you the desires of your heart. Go in and possess it. You want a greater walk with God? Go in and possess it. You want your ministry to grow? Go in and possess it. Lord, it's not about me. It's all about you. I'm going to take it and I'm going to go and work for you, Lord, so that you'll get honor and glory. Go in and possess it. We sent spies into the land at your request. Well, Lord, I know you promised it, but give me a sign. And then a sign happens. You say, ooh, pretty good. Can you give me another one? I just want to be sure it's the move of the Lord. I'm telling you one thing. Devil ain't never going to tell you to shout. Devil ain't never going to tell you to stand up and testify about praying. Amen. Devil ain't going to tell you to fast and pray neither. Amen. There is a difference when Satan comes and knocking, than there is when the Holy Ghost moves upon you. Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost moves upon you, you can't get rid of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's there. We sent spies into the land at your request. They came back with an excellent report of fertile land. Even brought some of the fruit back, the grapes, and all of these things. And you were amazed at all of that. But then they happened to tell you, there's giants in the land. The armies are strong. And you went into your tents and you huddled in fear for something that God had already promised you. Because it didn't look right. Because it looked like it might be difficult. Church, if you don't get nothing else out of this message, I want you to understand when God promises it, go in and possess it. Quit looking at the difficulty. Quit looking at the barriers. Quit looking at the obstacles. Amen. And look at the problem solver. Amen. And Moses reminded them, amen, the victory is worth the battle. Glory to God. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. The victory is worth the battle. Put forth the effort. God will be victorious. Thank God for two spies. He said, no, we can do it. We can do it. When the rest of them said, no, it's too great. We can't do it. He said, we're more than able to go in and possess it. And all of this is coming out. And if you might want to call it one of Moses' farewell sermons or speeches. He said, then I said, dread not. This gets us to where our message is. Somebody said, I thought you'd about through. That was just Sister Penny said that. Then I said, dread not, neither be afraid of them. I want to repeat that. Because somebody here today may be a little fearful to step out on faith and receive what you have been praying for, simply because you haven't seen the effects of it yet. That's after the fact faith. Hey, there was a lot of believers after the Red Sea crossed, after they crossed it and it split. The whole church got happy then. But how about the first one that stepped into the water? Amen. Come on. Go in and receive what the Lord has blessed you with. Dread not, neither be afraid of them. Then he says, remember how God brought you through the wilderness. Now I want to get into a little bit of what God touched me with. We love our fathers. Amen? We just appreciate them so much. But I want to ask you something. Did your daddy ever take you by the hand and lead you somewhere you didn't want to go? Did he, brother? On numerous occasions. I didn't always want to go. But that hand took hold of my hand. Man. And I learned from it. And I gained from it. And I understood that my daddy would never lead me anywhere that was harmful for me. But what I thought was unpleasant was a necessity for me to learn, for me to mature, for me to grow. Amen. And Moses tells the children of Israel, when God led you through the wilderness, amen, he said, the Lord thy God bare thee, or in the Amplified Version says, carried thee, as a father bears his son or carries his son. This week we came across, got the old picture box out and came across some old photos, and some daddy was holding us up, and you know, I'm sure that sometimes when he would pick us up, when our little legs, you know, sometimes we realize as fathers, finally, that our little children's legs are not as long as ours. They're stepping about 3 or 4 steps for our one. And we're not tired yet, but they're huffing and puffing, and sometimes we'll pick them up and carry them. Can I get a witness? You ever done that to one of your children, just pick them up? And then there comes a time when the children get a little bit too big. But God began to reveal to me that many times Daddy still carried me. He carried me. Not physically, but he carried me in his instruction. He carried me in his guidance. He carried me in his reproof, in his chastisement. He was fair. He was just. He was stern. But he carried me. And then I begin to think, he carried me sometimes when I didn't even know it. I know that because as my children grew and as my grandchildren are growing, I pray for them when they're not even aware of it. Father, protect them on their journeys. Protect them at school. Protect them when they're traveling. Amen. And I think that that prayer through the anointing of God is able to carry those children. And I realize now that many, many times my parents carried me with their prayers, their guidance, and by their example. And I thought it was quite unique that Moses chose to use the father-son relationship to analyze and to instruct the children of Israel how that God cared for you and carried you in the wilderness. Who's ever had the opportunity to read the one set of footprints? Probably 100% of us know about the one set of footprints. And the question is, Lord, where were you when I needed you the most? And the response was, those are the times that I carried you. Because those were your footsteps, your footprints, they were mine.
Can I just get a witness this morning? You don't have to show your hand. You don't even have to nod. But has God ever carried you? Hallelujah. When you thought you couldn't take another step. When you thought that the battle was too hard. When you thought that you was too sick in body, too afflicted to even lift your hands and worship God. God was able to reach down and lift you up. Glory to God. If anybody here knows what I'm talking about, I can feel those Holy Ghost bumps now. Because I know that many, many times, on many occasions, God has reached down and He lifted me up and He carried me through the problem. He carried me through the trial. He carried me through the sickness. Amen. And still, today, I need Him to carry me. And He will. And He reminded the children of Israel, He carried you as a father carries his son. And this struck a chord with the men of Israel. They realized that along with the blessings, hear me, church, comes spiritual responsibilities. It comes time to mature. This generation had grown up in the wilderness. Come on, they've grown up in bad times. I certainly don't want to lean toward any political thing this morning, but I don't even think this is godly discernment. I think this is just pure old common sense viewing. We talk about the great generation. We talk about the generation that loved God and country and family. Do you realize that most of that generation grew up in a type of wilderness? They didn't have the luxuries that we have. They didn't have the pleasures that we have. You talk about your father taking you by the hand, getting you up at the crack of dawn, and going and do your chores before you ever walk to school. 5 miles front and back, both ways, up the hill. At least that's what Daddy always said. Dad took me forever. Said, Dad, I'm not sure that's possible. He said, Son, don't you question me. I said, it's possible. Amen. Something about that generation. Don't tell me that hardness and trials does not produce strength and victory. We've seen a generation that works on. Church, don't get discouraged when you're walking through the wilderness. There is a promise. There is a Canaan land. There is an end to this. Glory to God. And those, amen, who refuse to stop, who refuse to quit, who refuse to turn back, are going to be the recipients of Canaan land and the multitude of blessings that accompany a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The love and care of a father in good times and in bad times. Godly characteristics of a father. They don't have to be a great man to be a great father. They don't have to have worldly acclaim to be a loving, caring father. But I do believe that the loving, caring father must have certain characteristics that are mentioned in the Bible. Godly characteristics. You can be the wealthiest father in the world, still not have a good relationship with your children. You can be a celebrity, maybe still don't have that closeness. But if you're a godly father, if you're a godly father, man, you can have the most precious relationship with your children. And now if they're too young to understand, it's when you must carry them spiritually. Lead them and guide them. I will assure you that when they get old, they're going to remember things you did and things you said that you thought they never, ever would. My dad's been gone since 2008. There's probably not a day go by that I don't say something that Daddy said. And I don't ever get the credit for it. I always, as Daddy said.
Amen. He had some good ones. I'll sit down with you sometimes and tell you some of the things he had. This is one I love. He said, man, I heard all over more than anywhere else. I'm experiencing that right now. Another one he had. We were at Dollywood. We rode the log flume. Man, we had a great time. Started to get back in line. Said, Daddy, come on, let's ride it again. He said, nope. I said, Daddy, wasn't that fun? He said, it don't take as much fun for me as it used to. I've used that one too. They will stick with you. Godly parents, pass them on. I'm going to turn to the book of Corinthians. And I want to point something out that the apostle wrote. So many times we look in the Bible and we can find it for godly advice for parents. Yeah, train up your child in the way that you go. Even when he's old, he won't depart from it. Provoke not your children. All of those wonderful things that are usually read and talked about on Father's Day or Mother's Day. But I'm not going to say I found a scripture. I was reading here and it led me to this particular apostle or epistle of Paul. And I want to read it to you. It's in the third chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians. And if you first read that, you would think that maybe he is talking about to the elite, if there is such a thing, or to the elders of the church. But if you run reference on that, he's talking to the common man, the common father, the common churchgoer. And I do not say common with disrespect. I'm saying lay member, that person, amen, that even though you think you don't have a vital part in church, yes, you do. Every single member of the body is of equal importance. And that'll preach. But not today. He said, ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Now, epistle basically means letter or letter of recommendation. And then he goes on to say, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle or letter of recommendation of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. So the characteristics, the godly Christian characteristics, need to be written in our hearts and in our spiritual mind. Oh, we'd probably long for a book of instruction. And many have read or written books of instruction on how to raise your children. Best one I've ever found, by the way, is the King James Version of the Bible. You won't go wrong. It's a wonderful instruction book. Amen, for the rearing, raising of your children. But here the apostle is saying, it's not that you need it on a degree. It's not that you need it on a document. It's not that you need it written in ink. It's not that you need it tabled in stone. It's that you need it in your heart and in your spirit. And godly fathers, that's what we need. Godly characteristics in the rearing of our children. Now, I'm going to share this with you. Godly characteristics does not mean always telling your children yes. Because I've found in the Bible, sometimes the Bible tells me no. That's not because he hates me, that's because he loves me. But I do think we can do this. When we tell our children no, we give them an explanation. And we think sometimes they're too young. No, buddy. Them little minds are so wonderfully developed that they can understand more than we think they can sometimes. Explain to them the reasoning we have to say no. And insert these godly characteristics into our children. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know that we probably got the best set of parents anywhere in this world right here in our church. I thank God for each and every one of you. Give yourself a hand. We love you. We appreciate you. And we thank you for the godly example you set for your children. But I believe even you would agree with me that that's not so in all the world today. Sometimes we hear of children raising themselves. We hear of children who are just allowed to do anything and everything. And that always brings certain complications and repercussions, amen, when they don't have godly advice. Just as God carried the children of Israel through the wilderness, our godly fathers sometimes need to carry our children through this world of adversity. Be there for them, love them, strengthen them, encourage them in the Word of God. And when they come to that age of responsibility, pray that they will turn to Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Have a glorious, wonderful day. Spend time with your family, your fathers, and those that are able to. Just get together. We will not be having service tonight. Give you ample opportunity to share this special family time. And may God bless you. But would you stand this morning with every head bowed and every eye closed? If you are today and you have a need, understand. I know it's Father's Day, but God doesn't take Father's Day off. Amen. Healing doesn't take a vacation on certain holidays. The power of God is here. He's real in the sanctuary. If you have a need this morning, with every head bowed, every eye closed, would you please come forward this morning? We will pray with you. We'll pray for you. Amen. Every saint of God praying. Hallelujah. God bless these that are coming. Some of you elders, if you would, join in with us as we prepare to pray for these needs this morning. God is so great.
Yes.
So wonderful.
If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark God cannot calm it. No sorrow so deep He cannot soothe it. heart, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain so big, He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark, my God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He
watching online. We love you. And there's so many that are not able to get out and about, and they're still suffering right now. We're just going to lift each and every one up. And for our families and our family friends, but to ask the Lord to keep y'all safe as we get ready. But because of us not having service this afternoon, this special invitation for y'all to join us Wednesday night. Yes. We'd just love to have each and every one of you. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Have a wonderful the rest of Father's Day. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and to feast on Your Word. The Lord, Your Word is powerful. Your Word is guidance. Your Word is everything that we need. And the Lord, we thank You again, the Lord, for allowing us to be present. And the Lord, for those that are watching online, those that aren't able to be with us for whatever reason, Lord, may Your Spirit just touch each and every one of them. Lord, we're lifting our families, our loved ones, our nation up to You right now, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, for that encouraging and peace that only You can give. And again, dear Lord, we just love You and we praise You. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Praise the Lord.